Hello, Adrian.
Yes, Jimmy, how are you?
Oh, I'm really well, mate. The makeup of the side of the Parramatta team when they run out on Friday night, do you think it's going to be the same as named?
Yeah, I think it will be. It's really interesting because Brad Arthur usually only plays... He's playing the 15-man game for all intents and purposes.
Yes.
A lot of the couple of the guys on the bench, he doesn't tend to use a lot, and I don't know if it's... they're there for a little bit of insurance or because he gets so much time out of his big men. Like Regan Campbell-Gillard and Junior Paulo probably play more minutes than most front rowers. And I remember just a couple of weeks ago, Reg played for 50 minutes straight in a very physical game against Melbourne. So, look, they do it a little bit differently, but it seems to be working for them. And I know that there's, a lot of discourse about the coach's son and whether Jake should be there. But look, it's worked for them. And when Mitchell Moses did have to go off for that concussion, they had a ready-made replacement. So the big key is that if somebody is out injured, Brad Arthur feels that he's got someone else that can come in and do the job.
Regan Campbell-Gillard averaging 50 minutes across the season. Junior Barlow averaging 47. So that might be different up there at Townsville on Friday night, though, in that heat. Who started talking last dance and the Parramatta Reels? Because I thought there wasn't a premiership window out at Parramatta. What's going on, Adrian?
Well, firstly, Jonathan Thurston thinks there is for Parramatta. He's starting to put the pressure on them and saying that their premiership window is closing and the like. But the hilarious thing for me, Jimmy, was going out to Parramatta training on Monday and I was asking, we're asking Reed Marnie about the last dance. And much to my surprise and shock, he didn't know who Dennis Rodman was, which I dare say he'll be partying like Dennis Rodman if Parramatta break their 36-year premiership drought. But look, it is. There is a bit of a synergy there. We know that some key personnel will be leaving. You've got Reed Marnie, Isaiah Papali'i, Murata Niokora, Oregon Kafusi, Tom Opacic, and Ray Stone.
Yep.
They will not be there beyond this premiership campaign. And it's not so far away, Jimmy. November 1, all of a sudden, Mitchell Moses and Dylan Brown are free agents as well. So look, there are some similarities, I guess. It's a bit of a last chance for this current squad, the way it stands. And, the similarity with the Bulls when their 97-98 campaign. The Bulls did the job, and it's up to Parramatta to do it as well. And also interesting, I thought, was that Isaiah Papali'i, who I spoke to on Monday, still doesn't really talk about the West Tigers and, moving over there. So, interesting.
He's just got to say, yes, I'm going, and then that puts it all to bed. So, anyway. Hey, what about your man Junior Barlow going for the Triple Crown? What's the Triple Crown for Junior?
Well, he could become the first premiership captain or co-captain since Ray Price to hold aloft that trophy way back in 1986. And huge responsibility was given to him by Brad Arthur at the start of the year with, basically Brad Arthur, I remember going to their season launch and Brad said what he needs to do to become the best prop in the game is to handle some extra responsibility, which was one of the reasons he made him captain. So obviously that could happen in a week and a half's time. But there's some other big stuff happening for Junior Barlow, and that is he will be part of the Samoan team, which is all of a sudden they are forming a very, very formidable lineup.
Yes.
Which hopefully we'll see the rise of them akin to the way Tonga has risen on the international stage. And the other thing that could happen before the year closes out for him is potentially a fight with Paul Gallen in what will be Paul Gallen's last fight before he goes off into retirement. So you'll recall, Jimmy, that he pushed Paul Gallen when he was probably at his peak as a boxer back in 2016 over three rounds at the Horden, and perhaps he could take out all three, and wouldn't that be some way to finish the season for Junior Barlow?
Mate, you follow boxing very closely. Should Paul Gallen fight again based on what you saw last week?
I know he's got one more under contract with No Limit. I'd be happy for him to walk away.
Okay, yeah.
I thought, you know, he's... I don't know if you saw it, Jimmy, but it was actually a wonderful... It was a good spectacle. I know there was it was gimmicky and the whole thing about fighting Hannon and Hodges. Look, it was good fun. I can imagine the people that dished out the $60 to watch it would have enjoyed it and would have been well entertained. But he's not the boxer that he was. He's also 41 years old. And, look, I don't know. He's on a hiding to nothing, really, isn't he? I think he's done a wonderful job in promoting genuine boxers on the who have been on the undercards of his fights and given them wonderful exposure. And that's probably one of the things that he's most proud of. But certainly he hasn't got anything else to prove, but I suspect he will be doing it one more time.
Based on what I saw, I'd be thinking, no, give it away, give it away. Okay, so we've got Payne Haas ruling himself out of the Kangaroos. He's been staying for shoulder surgery after winning his fourth Paul Porky Morgan Player of the Year award at the Broncos. That's quite incredible. What about the news that's just come through? Joseph Swalehi has said, I'm going to play for Samoa. And he's phoned Mal Meninga about that. This is a Samoan side that is building in strength.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, you put Joseph into that side at fullback and you've got that Penrith connection in the outside backs with Brian Tyo, Stephen Crichton, Isaac Tungo, Taylan May, Jerome Luai as well, Anthony Milford at seven potentially. And a wonderful forward pack with, you know, Junior Barlow obviously there, Josh Papali'i, Luciano Lealua. It's starting to come together really well. And probably the area that they've been weakest is in the halves. But I think with Milford and Jerome Luai, all of a sudden that's a team with a lot of strike all over the field. And, you know, you've got a little bit of X factor there, maybe Hamiso Tabuai-Sido off the bench, and very, very strong indeed. And augurs well. Look, if Matt Parrish can, you know, get them to a semi-final, anything can happen.
You mentioned that team. So with Joseph Swalehi and Brian To'o and Stephen Crichton, Jerome Luai, have all been either represented New South Wales or in the New South Wales squad for State of Origin. Do we need, is that, I know we look at it sort of every year, but something doesn't quite sit right at the moment with the way the international game is evolving and the way State of Origin is played within it.
Yeah. Well, look, I can understand that there will be some players who get the opportunity to represent New South Wales, for instance. Let's take Jerome Luai. So he will probably continue to represent New South Wales, but might just struggle to make that Australian team because, you know, you've got Cameron Munster at six. So do we want him just sitting out, international footy in a World Cup year? I'd much rather see him strengthen a Samoa side and help grow the game internationally. And I know it's a little bit controversial, Jimmy, but I like that. I'd hate to see him not utilised at all.
Right. So how do we do that if there's not an international window next year? There's just state
of origin. Well, we're doing it now. I mean, those guys are going to be, you know, as you said, you can represent both. And what Jerome is an example of that. Brian Tyo is an example of that. Joseph Swalehi, he will no doubt represent New South Wales at some point. But at the moment, you know, you can have it both ways. And I don't think that's necessarily an issue.
Okay. All right. Be interesting to get the thoughts of the listeners. 1300 01 1170. Now, you're heading up there. You're going to the Parramatta game, or you covering it?
No, but Jimmy, I know now that I'm part of the SEN family, does that preclude me from applying to get on the SEN Maccas jet and on the old eight-seater and supporting my beloved blue and gold? So,
absolutely.
No, my colleagues are going up and hopefully we will see Parramatta in a decider for the first time since 2009.
Oh, so exciting for the Blue and Gold Army. Good on you, Adrian. Now, when are you on? You on this Saturday?
No, I think it's there's an AFL black zone. So I think the following one will ramp it right up for grand final week.
Ah, okay. No crunch time this weekend. But you'll be able to hear Adrian Pezenko next Wednesday on this program. Good on you, mate. Enjoy your weekend of footy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.